The Economic and Rural Development and Policy Committee held its interim hearing in Mescalero, New Mexico. Vice President of the Mescalero Apache Tribe, Dwayne Duffy, estimates that there could be a 20 to 30% decrease in federal funding for law enforcement based on the proposed budget from the White House. He says this is concerning because the tribe relies completely on federal funding to pay for its law enforcement.
The federal government just built a brand new detention facility on our reservation, and they're still trying to staff that. And, you know, the question is, are those federal cuts, are they going to affect whether or not they're going to be able to open that facility? And so they'll have a federal facility sitting there as a shell, vacant until they can fully staff it.
The tribal nation makes up 463,000 acres, and it relies on 6 Bureau of Indian Affairs law enforcement officers. President of the Mescalero Apache tribe, Thora Padilla, says even losing one officer could be detrimental.
So any kind of cut's going to really impact us. And it's difficult to try to stretch those resources over the 24-hour period that we have to protect our people with.
Duffy says he and Padilla will be having further discussions with both the federal and state delegations to work on filling the gaps from future cuts. I'm Jeanette Didios.